colder weather means it's time to prepare for winter pruning. We're shaping our trees for future harvests. Next on Western Life Radio. This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
It's not too early for winter pruning. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening brings out the loppers.
Pruning, I am actually going to be starting on apple trees here really quickly. And one thing we have to think about is when to prune the trees. Now, I have pruned apricots in December before. I've pruned cherries, I've pruned peaches, I've done pears, I've done plums, and I've had good success. That's all going to depend on how cold the year gets. So towards the end of December, if we get a really good cold snap, usually you can go out at that time, you can prune, and you'll do okay. Almost all the time, if you prune an apple in December, it's going to be just fine. Peaches are probably the most iffy ones. Peaches and nectarines, and they're the same species, so they're very closely related. And those are our most iffy plants to prune. And so those are, unless you're really comfortable with knowing what you're doing and are really comfortable with knowing what the weather is like, those would be best to leave till January. Most people don't have nearly as many plants to prune as I do during the season, so that's not an issue for the home gardener. If you want to wait till January or February, that's fine. If you don't know how to prune, now's the time to start learning.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.